This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, and welcome to this week's 6 Minute English. I'm Dan Walker-Smith, and today I'm joined by Kate.
Hi, Dan.
Now, Kate, you're from Scotland. Does this mean you'll be celebrating Burns Night this week?
Well, as a matter of fact, I will be. I'll be going to a friend's house where we're going to be eating some haggis, drinking some whiskey, and reciting some Scottish poetry.
Okay, well, to explain, Burns Night is the annual celebration of the Scottish poet Robert Burns, who was born just over 250 years ago. Each year, on Burns' birthday, the 25th of January, Scottish people across the world gather for a traditional Scottish meal, with poetry and sometimes dancing.
In fact, although it's a particularly Scottish event, it is celebrated by people of Scottish ancestry all over the world. These are people whose family originally came from Scotland, but who now live in other countries such as Australia or Canada.
So, Kate, this week's question for you is, how many people worldwide claim Scotland as their ancestral home? Is it A, 5 to 10 million, B, 10 to 20 million, or C, 30 to 40 million?
Ooh, well, I have to say I have absolutely no idea. But I reckon the numbers are going to be quite high, so I'm going to go for C, 30 to 40 million.
OK, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme.
Well, Robert Burns is one of the most recognised figures in Scottish literature, even appearing on some Scottish money and stamps. So now you're going to hear from a director from Scotland's Tourist Board, summing up Burns' influence on Scotland. She mentions that he's an iconic person. Can you explain what she means by this, Dan?
Well, an icon is a symbol that represents a cultural group. So in this context, iconic means that Burns has become a symbol of Scotland. Let's have a listen. How does the speaker describe Burns' influence on the perception of Scotland?
He's obviously an iconic figure. He's recognised across the world, and he's part of what we think visitors think of when you say, well, what does Scotland mean to you? So he's an absolutely essential part of the what is Scotland, the brand.
Well, brand usually means a company's or a business's image. So here she's saying that Robert Burns has become an essential part of Scotland's image overseas. And you can certainly see this if you ever go to Scotland. There are pictures of Burns just about everywhere.
And Burns Night, of course, has become an important tradition for Scottish communities around the world. And there are certain ceremonies associated with the meal. Here's Scottish comedian Fred Macaulay talking about the origins of Burns Night. He mentions drinking a toast. This means to raise your glass and drink in honour to someone.
And a dram is a Scottish word meaning a small drink, usually of whisky or another strong spirit. So have a listen to the next extract. Can you tell me when the first Burns Supper was held?
One event which is exported internationally and which undoubtedly contributes to our economy is the aforementioned Burns Supper, the first of which was held in 1801 on the 5th anniversary of Burns' death. A toast was made to the memory of Burns, which was followed by a dram, followed by more toasts and more drams, and the tradition of Burns Suppers began.
Well, lots of drinking going on there. So the custom of Burns Supper is over 200 years old and is a vital part of Scottish tradition.
As well as toasts and drams, another central part of the Burns Supper is the haggis, the traditional Scottish dish made from sheep's intestines, spices and oats.
Now, that may not sound terribly appetising to people around the world, but believe me, it's a real Scottish delicacy. So here's Edinburgh haggis maker James McSween guiding us through the process of making a Burns Night haggis. Have a listen. How long does it take to cook the haggis?
This is the first cook area. This is where we take the raw lamb lungs and the raw beef fat and we cook them in these boilers, and then they get lifted into the mixer grinder. We add the seasoning, the oatmeal and the gravy, which we then fill into the casing. And then they go through the cooker, which then steams them for about an hour, and then they come out warm, reeking rich.
So he said that once the haggises have cooked for an hour, they come out warm, reeking rich, which is a quote from a Burns poem, Ode to a Haggis, written in the local Scots dialect. It means that the haggis is warm, steaming and rich, just the thing for a cold January night.
You also heard the words seasoning, oatmeal and gravy. Seasoning is the term for flavourings such as herbs, spices, salt and pepper.
And oatmeal is ground oats, the same ingredient used to make the Scottish breakfast porridge.
And gravy is a thick sauce made from meat stock and vegetables. OK, we're almost out of time, so let's go over some of the vocabulary we've come across today.
First of all, we had icon or iconic.
We also had brand.
Toast.
A dram.
Haggis.
Seasoning.
Oatmeal.
And gravy. And there's just time for today's question. I asked you, Kate, how many people worldwide claim Scotland as their ancestral home? Is it A, 5 to 10 million, B, 10 to 20 million, or C, 30 to 40 million?
And I said C, 30 to 40 million.
And you're spot on. That's exactly right. There are 30 to 40 million who claim Scotland as their ancestral home. So plenty of people, I imagine, who'll be enjoying a Burns supper this week.
Absolutely. It's incredible to think how many Scottish people are around the world, but they're all very proud of their ancestry, I'm sure, and will be eating lots of haggis.
So from all of us here at BBC Learning English, thank you so much indeed for listening. Have a very happy Burns night and goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.